As he said, the presentation is selection efficiency in the LSU Ag Center internal cotton yield trials. Previous research done in cotton, talking about 15 or so years ago, concluded that yields across the belt wide has leveled off, indicating a possible stagnation in cotton yields, and also that the reason might be because of diversity in cotton that has narrowed in recent years, and many good cultivars shares the same parents and grandparents. Now, recent research indicates that cotton yields has been increased in about 3 pounds per acre per year. And Dr. Meredith, in a study last year or 2 years ago, he showed that from 86 to 95, cotton produced an average in Mississippi, produced an average of 724 pounds of lean per acre. And in between 96 and 2000, it produced 761 pounds per acre. And between 2001 and 2005, it was 875 pounds. It was pre and post GMOs and bull eradication program, indicating that it would be helpful to integrate new management technology as GPS, new insecticides, etc., and new and better cotton varieties. According to that, the justification of this research is trying to see if the LSU Ag Center have had yield and fiber quality gain in the last few years since we are working in cotton improvement. And indeed, Louisiana reported a record year of 1,034 pounds per year for the last year. And the objective of this research is determine the yields and fiber quality gain in the LSU Ag Center breeding program. Identify the cotton cultivars that help to this increase or to this gain, and the selection efficiency that we have done to do this or to get this gain. Materials and methods. We use all the varieties that we are development right now in our program are conventional, and the data that we use were from 1999 through 2006. We have data for 4 locations throughout the state and 4 reps per each location. Data was traced back from the F8 through the F6 populations. Let me explain it better. The F6 is the first year that we entered the entries for yield in the yield trials. So we put a lot. We have many entries here, about 30 plus. For the second year, we discard some, and we have like around 20 plus. And for the last year, we have 10 or so. So what we did is get the one that we only analyzed, the one that had for 3 years, or were analyzed for 3 years. So we have for the LA99, we have 3 years of data for all of this. And here were the averages for only these populations. Now, we use prog mix and prog regression, where we utilize only locations as reps, and we average the 4 reps in each location just to avoid the variability in the study. And also, we were not interested in location as effect. And year were taken as random in the model. The parameters measured in this study were seed cotton yields, length yields, and fiber characteristics were length, strength, micronair, and short fiber index. the results were, I'm going to show the graphics just to be quick, and for example, what we found here, the selections that we did at F6, the first year and yields, in the yield trials, we found that they don't change. So there is no change from F6 through F8. It was obvious, for example, here in the F6 for the checks were a little different and increased in the F7 because the checks that we use from each year to the next year change. So that's the reason why it's higher in the checks. But the message here is that selections that we did in F6 didn't change through the F8. So in that case, it can help us to select early generations in for yield increases. Here's the results, and according to we did a regression. This regression was significant. Because of this presentation is very short, I couldn't do much, but here with the graphics, for example, we can see here increase in yield for the checks. Again, the checks that we use in this year and each year are different, so we can see that in our trials, our personal, our entries and the checks as well, that they have increased through the years, the yields. This is cotton seeds, and this also are the lean yields. And for fire characteristics, we can see here the varieties that we developed in 2002 have greater fire characteristics than the checks. You can see here also in fire strength, the short fiber content and the micronair is smaller than the checks. As a matter of fact, lines from the LA02 year were released, and these are the characteristics. The lines from those years are under these names, and these are the characteristics of the fiber quality, much better in relation to the checks that are shown there. Conclusions are selection based on yields in the F6 population maintain yields through the F8 population. And in the last 5 years, there has been a significant improvement in yields and fire quality in the LSU Ag Center. I would love to link this research with the previous research that we did last year. And as a matter of fact, we presented this research here in the Bellwide. The research was reproducibility of checks cultivars and performance as affected by seed sources. And the justification for that research was the reduction of number of conventional seeds have decreased through the years. And this is a little is concerning for the plant breeders because there is a reduction of benchmark check varieties because and there is a possibility in the near future that they can disappear. We would not have checks to test with. So the results where the stability and performance it hasn't changed. For example, if we keep seeds to keep testing, doesn't change the performance of those lines. But also we prove and we've seen that the yields are increasing in our program, and also the varieties are released in recent years have better yields. So the conclusion linking both studies is that it is desirable that for seed companies to keep the conventional seed programs and keep releasing conventional seeds so we can keep testing and keep working on better and improve seed qualities or with better yields.